It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday, the 26th of August, 2017. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. The show's brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua. On Saturday, the 26th of August, Greg Treadwell talked to Dave Arnold from Fuller's Waiheke United Football Club. And he spoke to Marion Wood from Waiheke Adult Learning about an artwork they're creating at Artworks.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio. This is Island Life. I'm your host, Greg Treadwell. And joining me in the studio this morning, we have Dave Arnold, chairman of Fuller's Waiheke United Football Club. An incredibly interesting and exciting time for football on the island. Dave, thank you very much for your time. Let's get straight into it. We've got a very big game today against Papeterie. This is the men's senior team from Waiheke who have been on a fairy tale ride from promotion for four consecutive seasons right up now to Division 2. Already got promotion into Division 1 next year, and just a couple of results required today. Is it all this weekend the results are coming through to see who wins Division 2 this year?
Kia ora, Greg. Morning, everyone. Yes, we've had a stellar season, but it's not over till it's over. We've got two games to go. Technically, we can still win the championship, but it's out of our hands. Fencibles have two games also, and if they win one of those two games, then we'll be second. But we're satisfied. We're going up into the first division with the big boys. We just have to avoid getting a nosebleed on the way up. Yeah.
What a wonderful story for a small club like Waiheke to be playing with the big boys. Tell us how that's come about.
Well, with all amateur sporting clubs, it comes down to the dedication of the people involved. You know, we go back to our founding father, if you like, Jeff Bilby.
Indeed.
The current senior coach, Nick Saunders, who had an amazing amount of energy. It's all down to people who have and see a vision. But at the same time, Greg, I'd like to add that we can always use more people and we can always help to give them that vision.
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteers always needed at all football clubs, particularly small ones who are punching way, way, way above their weight, like the Waiheke Club at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it many times, but there is a volunteer burnout factor.
Yeah.
And I go around the island and I see people and I talk to them and I think, oh, now you'd be really good to help us on our journey. And then when you question them, you find they already have 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What we need are new people. Particularly parents who want to come on board and give a little bit of time and get a lot of satisfaction.
Sure, what an exciting time to get involved too. If you're going up to Division 1 next year, and I understand that the club has a very well-articulated vision for the next few years, can we talk about that? Next year, the plan, of course, is to win Division 1.
Yes, that would be nice. We've been slightly more conservative. We've stated our objectives are that within the next 2 years, we want to win Division 1, which would take us into the Premier League. And then the next part of our journey we see as two more years, after which we want to be in the National League, the National League of New Zealand.
So you'd be up against the big boys like Auckland City, Waitakere. Is that's what you're talking about?
In the Premier League, no. We've got one more step to go.
One more step, okay.
We'd go into the National League. From there, our ultimate ambition is to represent New Zealand at the World Club.
At the World Club, which Auckland Football Club's done, and I believe who didn't quite make it this time. Who was representing Oceania in?
I know Auckland City have been there twice.
Twice, right? Yeah.
And it's something that has already raised a few eyebrows in the football community.
Yeah.
But you can, I mean, there are parallels around the world. If you look in the UK, those of your listeners who are football fans will know the dream story of Wimbledon, who came from nowhere to end up in the Premier League. So Look, we're quite confident.
Leicester City is also,
Leicester City
runs that kind of line, doesn't it? It's
a
tiny club that did incredibly well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the Waiheke senior men's team, which is what we're talking about mostly because they've been on this incredible trajectory, they are a mixed team, if you like, with quite a few immigrants and visitors to the island who are living here temporarily on work visas. I know a lot of people sort of point to the Argentinian factor, but from my view, and I'd be interested to know if you agree, Dave, it's a lot more than that. It's a, there's a, an influx of international players, if you like, but the heart of the Waiheke club really is Waiheke, isn't it?
Well, we like to consider ourselves the United Nations of the South.
Kia ora.
If you like. We've got players from France. Our goalkeeper is from Japan. We have Argentinians, we have Uruguayans, we have a player from Mexico, we have English players, and of course we have a few of our homegrown players. And we've had a very successful youth team that's come through the grades over the years under the management and tutelage of Phil Wainwright, and this year they were under 17 Metro Division, which is the highest division that you can get. So we've already transitioned one of those young men into the senior squad, and in fact into the senior team, and there are two or three more that we are looking to do that.
So we're developing our own talent as well as making use of people who are visiting or staying on Waiheke for a few years.
Yeah, I think you have to do that. You know, it's very important. We've got, and here he'll hate me calling him this, we've got Waiheke's own Kelly Escombe coming back from injury today.
Yeah.
For his first game since the the first game of the season, and well, that's got to be worth the price of admission this afternoon, folks, up
indeed,
the sports park.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly, what a star. Long-term Ireland family, long-term Ireland success story. Absolutely wonderful. And Dave, tell us about the sponsorship you've had from Fuller's over the years, because I remember, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe more, Fuller's came on board with uniforms, free travel for the kids and stuff like that so they could get to their games. It's been a very long relationship with the ferry company.
Yes, Greg. Look, putting it simply, if we didn't have Fuller's support, it would make it incredibly difficult both for the senior teams and almost more importantly the junior teams to get to and from the city, as well as those teams that come over here. And that Fuller's assist to come over here. So, yes, look, it's a big shout-out for Fuller's, the continuing support, the ongoing things that they help us with. And, of course, we have a number of other sponsors as well, which I won't necessarily go through at the moment. But the one thing I would like to do is just thank Fuller's for what's coming up in September. September the 22nd and 23rd is the Fuller's Festival of Football up at the Sports Park, when we will see Auckland City playing here, Greg, and we will see them playing against Eastern Suburbs. So that will be a high-quality game.
I understand you're expecting a lot of people on the island for that, so this isn't just a festival for islanders, but indeed it's those two big clubs are going to bring all their fans and a whole lot of other people, and it won't be the only game. There'll be Waiheke games as well?
Yes, there will be Waiheke teams playing as well. A group of people called the Legends, and once you see the word Legends, you always know that that the group has put that beside their names themselves. But yes, there'll be all sorts of things. We're expecting between 1,500 and 2,000 people.
Gosh.
For those people on the mainland, Fuller's are pre-selling packages, and it will be a big day. So that's the 23rd of September. And on the 22nd, the afternoon of the 22nd, there will be a free training clinic for kids, for junior players, up at the sports park, and that'll be run by Auckland City players.
Oh,
so looking forward to that as well.
So some of those players have been to the World Club Cup
Absolutely.
Will be there running coaching clinics for Ireland kids. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Another thing, Dave, is I understand that you've got the club's doing really well and that you appreciate the support you've got from the island. And I have to say the men's senior team is incredibly famous now for the colourful, loud, noisy, chanting support that its fans bring every weekend. And I think that's woken up some of the Auckland clubs, to be honest, to how much fun it should be on the sideline.
Yeah.
But on top of that, given the support you've got, I understand the club wants to give something back to the island next year. You've got plans for that?
Yeah, this is what we're planning. We're planning that there are things we can do to support organisations on the island using the manpower that we have. We're in fact just instigating a system now where we will sell you a player, Greg.
Yeah.
We will sell you a player.
Can I pick my player?
Next year for $1,000.
Yep.
And for that, the club's charity gets $100 and you get 10 hours time of the player to assist with jobs around the place or into the community.
It could be labour, it could be
absolutely
a bit of coaching
absolutely
for your kids.
Yes.
It could be, so the ideas, you're open to ideas about how that might work?
Yes, come and see us. If anybody's interested in purchasing a player, then please let us know.
I want Nick.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, Nick, I'm just joking. Dave, wonderful to have you in the studio. The game this afternoon is Papatoetoe Waiheke at the Sports Club. Tell us what time it kicks off.
2:45. The reserves kick off at 2:15. We have a bar, and as ever, we have food available, coffee and tea. I just actually, Greg, like to add here a little statistic. Do you know that over 3% of the population of Waiheke actually play for the club?
That's sort of extraordinary.
Well, it's even more extraordinary when you add the fact of their parents, as far as the juniors are concerned.
Yeah.
We get to something like 6.5% of Waiheke's population who are actively involved with the football club.
Indeed, your membership's up 250 or something?
Well, this year the playing membership is over 300.
Over 300.
If we include all the young kids, the first kicks and the fun football kids.
Yeah. Marvellous. So the island's always had a reputation of having a very strong rugby league community, and the league club's extraordinary in itself, the way it wins its a lot of its championships. But now it's fair to say that we're also an island of the beautiful game.
That's true. There seems to be a lot less league over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Football, I think, look, I think a lot of the decisions for children are made by parents.
Yeah.
And I think these days, no disrespect to the other winter coats, because we get on well with them. But really, it's an easy decision for many parents to.
Yeah, well, it's growing all over the country, of course, and increasingly New Zealand's known as a country, even at the All Whites level, that punches above its weight.
And that's what New Zealand football is trying to do. We're trying to improve the pathways for young New Zealanders to become All Whites at some point in the future, and thus improve the All Whites on the world stage.
Well, the way things are going, it'd be very surprising if in the next 10 or 20 years we didn't have a Waiheke person in the
Well, that's kind of a long-term objective,
yeah.
But it would be really good.
Well, Dave Arnold, thank you so much for coming in. This has been fascinating. I am going to get down to the Onatangi Sports Park this afternoon to see the wonderful Waiheke senior men's team take on Papatoetoe. The results this weekend will determine whether Waiheke takes the second division or not. Even if they don't, they will be promoted to the first division next year, and this incredible journey for the Fullers Waiheke United Football Club continues. Dave Arnold, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Greg.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
This is Island Life. I'm your host, Greg Treadwell, and joining me in the studio, we have some lovely people from Waiheke Adult Learning. Marianne Wood, thank you so much for coming along and telling us about what the Waiheke Adult Learning Literacy Group's up to. It's an incredibly interesting project. Let me just preview it for people. There's a wall at Artworks. It's a really big wall, and Waiheke Adult Learning is turning this into Waiheke's own version of Candy Chang's Before I Die Wall, a famous artwork out of New York. Is that right?
New Orleans.
My apologies.
Being one of the students at Adult Lit, and we watched a TED talk about this woman, Candy Chang, and it was this globe. It's become a global thing where we built a wall, and it was about getting people's aspirations and ideas out in the public to try and bring the community together.
And now it's called Before I Die. So this is a kind of bucket list?
Yeah, kind of. I suppose it would be, yeah.
So there's going to be innumerable opportunities for Waiheke people to make a statement about what they'd like to do before the great day comes.
Yeah, there's some examples that we've seen on her TED talk, and it had things like, before I die, I want to be done for piracy, or
now that's an ambition.
Things like, before I die, I want to straddle the date line. Before I die, I want to hug her one more time. Things like that.
So it's not just about a bucket list, though, is it, Marianne? It's more like reimagining how we might conceive of our own death.
Yeah, well, I think that's where she got her inspiration from for doing it. It was about bringing. She'd lost somebody very dear to her, and it made her think about death more. So,
and she's a New Orleans artist?
Yeah, she's...
African-American artist?
No, African-Asian.
Yeah, Candy Chang. Yeah. And do you know what? She lost a friend, and then what? She just did this and it took off?
Well, it made her start thinking about death and then her reality of it and things like that. And then there was a building in her town that was derelict and... A band, you know, and she thought, well, what can we do to make it look better and get the community around it? And so she built this huge blackboard along this wall, and people helped her. And then she put up the Before I Die, I Want To, and rewrote it and wrote it and wrote it. And then everyone just came along with chalk and filled it in.
How amazing. And we're going to do the same thing. In fact,
yeah,
this has gone
I wanted to bring it to Waiheke. Because
there are 2,000 walls around the world now.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. In 70 countries, I understand.
Yep.
And are there already some in New Zealand?
There was one in Christchurch a few years ago, about 6 years maybe.
Right. And so you guys have started the project by getting the wall ready, but there's but people haven't started putting up, you know, Before I Die, I Want To yet.
Yeah, not yet, because we're going to have an opening ceremony.
When's that?
On the 5th of September.
The 5th of September, so that's Tuesday.
And it ties in with Adult Literacy National Week.
National Literacy Week. Fantastic. And so how do Waiheke people get involved if they think, yeah, look, I'd like to put up my kind of Before I Die statement?
They just turn up and pick up a piece of chalk and write.
Right, and then the rain comes along and washes it off. It's a kind of ephemeral sort
of thing.
It's
like an ongoing,
So there'll be chalk there for people over the next few weeks?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm already trying to think what I might like to write up there.
Yeah, there are a few, but...
But no coming along and rubbing out other people's, right?
No, nothing obscene, thank you very much.
No, absolutely not. No, well, that Waiheke people wouldn't do that.
No,
would they?
I wouldn't think so.
And so how long will the project go on for, Marianne?
Probably about 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
Maybe longer, not really sure yet. We'll just see how it goes.
You'll be keeping a photographic record, maybe?
Absolutely. We're going to take photos and film some of it. And each week we'll wash it all off and people can do it again. And we're going to send all our results to Candy Chang in New Orleans.
So we will actually be part of this global project, not just kind of having a bit of fun here on the island, but actually sending our own work off.
Yep, that's absolutely fantastic.
Mm. I look forward to this very much, Marianne. Mm. I'll be there with my chalk, I can guarantee. So, listeners, from Tuesday onwards, there'll be an opening
at
on 10 Tuesday.
10
a.m. on Tuesday, there'll be an opening at Artworks of Waiheke's own Before I Die Wall. Marianne Wood, thank you very much for coming in from Waiheke Adult Learning, and good luck with the project.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Island Life. My name's Greg Treadwell. It's been a pleasure to bring you the show this morning. We had a couple of guests in the studio this morning, the wonderful Dave Arnold, chairman of Fuller's Waiheke Football Club. Fuller's Waiheke United on an incredible, their senior men's team on an incredible trajectory from four promotions within 4 years, now in the second division, possibly going to win the second division, already already won promotion to the first division for next year, and some incredible plans the club has. Get involved. They're always looking for volunteers at the Waiheke United Football Club. Contact Dave Arnold, the chairman, if you're interested in helping out. Then we spoke to Marianne Wood from the literacy class at Waiheke Adult Learning. A very interesting project based on Candy Chang's Before I Die international project, in which you Waiheke people can get along and make a statement about what you want to do before the great day comes. That'll be at the Artworks Complex on the wall there. There are 2,000 of these walls around the world. Waiheke's joining it. Use your opportunity to have your say. It's about reimagining our relationship with death as much as anything. Get on down from Tuesday at 10 o'clock. There's an opening. You'll be able to have your word on the wall for as long as it lasts. That sounds like a fantastic project.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, a weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.